You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Spanking new edition to Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a different kind of top five for you, Steve. What are we doing instead of a top five?
We're doing our top five free-for-all. So I'm going to be firing some random questions at Wes. He's going to be firing them at me. We got to answer them on the hot seat. It's just a grab bag of different questions.
That's right. We haven't done one in a while, and we only talk to each other on this podcast, so we take the time to ask each other the questions we've always wanted to know.
So without any further ado, we've got an extra long podcast for you, so let's get to the show.
Happy Father's Day, Stephen.
Thank you, Wes. It is my first pseudo Father's Day.
That's true. Happy almost Father's Day, Stephen.
But you know what? This is one of those double standard things where Holly is pregnant. She was pregnant for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, if she's pregnant, you've got to do something for Mother's Day for her. You have to. It's like, okay, well, Father's Day. Like, she doesn't have to do anything for you. Why the hell not? Like, I'm about to be a dad, damn it. I've been doing some of the legwork. I'm not doing the heavy lifting.
Oh, God, no.
But and this is not to say that my wife didn't. She took me out for dinner the night before.
What would that entail? Are you just like walking around behind Holly, like holding her belly up?
No, I'm doing the. I'm researching the. You know the
where babies come from.
I'm trying to figure it out. I know. I shouldn't say no. Pretty sure it's in that belly,
Steve. I have a big surprise for you.
Please.
Oh God. We'll talk off mic.
So I'm researching the car seats. I'm researching the car to buy. I'm doing the, you know, getting the things we need, you know, all put together, that sort of thing. It's not like I'm just sitting here and like doing nothing as the soon to be father. So I mean, I've earned a brunch,
sure,
which I had today.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, as I was gonna say, my wife took me out for dinner last night, and which so we went out for dinner last night. It was more like, oh, it's Father's Day tomorrow. Okay, this will be your Father's Day dinner. So, okay. And then we went out.
What a happy coincidence that is.
And then we went out for actual like brunch. So she's like, here's a Father's Day brunch. Like, cool. And then I bought myself a Father's Day present. I bought myself a new watch.
Look at you. Yeah. You were talking about it. You made it happen.
I made it happen, man.
There you go. Visualize your future and you make it happen.
Did I tell you why I finally pulled the trigger on the new watch?
Because you finally learned how to tell time?
Finally. God, there are numbers on here. And then there's these little sticks. And they tell you, it's like a code. They point at the numbers. And you guess which number to say first.
Wow. So it's like the Turing code.
So, I mean, you're like, so right now I've got one pointed at a 2 and I've got one pointed at a 5.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got a 50-50 shot. We're either in the 2 o'clock hour or the 5 o'clock hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice, man.
It's pretty cool, right?
So you can tell by the sun about where it is.
Well, I mean, I'm getting to that point. Right now, I just appreciate getting a 50-50 shot of getting the hour right.
It's either 2-5. We're 5-2.
I mean, so if that helps you guys, glad I could be here. No, the reason I did this, I've been wearing a, if anyone knows anything about watches at all, I'm wearing a Timex Weekender, which is like the most entry-level watch there. It's like a $20 watch.
Okay.
It's nothing special.
I was going to say literally zero people went, oh, the Weekender.
Disagree. I completely disagree.
Really?
Yes, I completely disagree. It's like a $20 watch. And it is notorious because it has the loudest ticking ever. I've told you this before. The second hand is like, chikush, chikush, chikush. It's like, oh my God. Like, people cannot sleep with it in the same room because it's so loud.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's like a $20 watch, so I've been wearing it for months just to see if I'm actually going to wear a watch or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I am. So I went to this family function thing for Holly's family a couple weeks ago. And her cousin's wearing a nicer watch. Like, it's like a $150 watch or something. It's like, hey, man, I like your watch. He's like, oh, I like your watch, too. I was like, no, you don't.
Shut up.
And he goes, you're right. I don't.
Thank you for being honest.
It's like, you know what? I'm getting a new watch. Like, enough of this bullshit. So, bought myself a Father's Day watch.
Very cool,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me.
You're being all dadly.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Next, you need to buy yourself a mustache.
Ah, man. There's so many.
buy yourself a drinking problem?
I have one on lease right now.
Okay, good. Trying it out. That's cool, man. Well, for my Father's Day, I tried to get Sammy, you know, I'm a dog father.
Right.
That asshole didn't get me anything.
I did see a little poop in the corner.
Yeah, he did get me that.
Loving.
Yeah, I tried to return it, but he did not keep the receipt.
What a bastard.
I know, right?
Give him away!
But I was hanging out with some people last night, Steve, and I saw the movie The Lobster. Do you know what this movie is?
No.
It's probably one of the most indie of indies. And I say that even though it stars Colin Farrell and John C. Reilly.
No, I don't know what it is.
It is a story about this hotel where you check in and you have 45 days to fall in love. And if you don't, you get turned into the an animal of your choosing.
Oh, you know, I saw like one very small like trailer-ish kind of thing for this. Because they say like, what do you choose? He's like, a lobster. Ooh, a lobster. Very nice. Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I remember from that trailer.
Sure. So that's the basic premise. And I thought that was interesting enough that I really wanted to see what it was about.
Is this in a theater you're seeing this? Or is this...
A theater. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. What's the theater at the Arclight here in Chicago?
Okay.
Very nice theater. But I'm still trying to decide if I liked it or not.
Those are interesting movies.
And that is the word that we both used. It was an interesting movie.
Okay.
Just like we can't tell if we liked it. We don't know if we can recommend it, but it was interesting.
All right, so if you had to put a number on it right now.
Anywhere from like a 70 to 70. I'd give it a 70. Because like it was so, I was never bored. I want to put that out there. I was never bored by it. And they kept adding new and interesting elements, but everybody kind of talked in this monotone type of talk, which sometimes it works, especially if they're saying crazy things. It works with that monotone voice. But sometimes it just got annoying.
Perhaps a bit monotone.
Perhaps a bit.
Hmm.
So if you consider yourself a film snob, or if you like indie films, I'd recommend it. If all you see are like blockbusters, don't go see this movie.
Great. Won't see it. Because speaking of that, I saw two movies the last two nights.
What did you see?
And this is just so apropos that you tell me about this weird indie movie you saw. And I'm like, hey, Redbox just got these two movies in. So I'm a big Redbox fan.
Mm-hmm.
Big Redbox fan. And they just got a couple new ones. So Holly and I, little warm here in Chicago the last couple days. So
we went straight from winter to summer. Skipped spring.
Yep. So on Friday night, we watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I heard that was awesome.
I would say it is very good.
Okay.
It is a very interesting movie. I think John Goodman's performance in it is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think John Goodman is really good in this movie. It's not exactly the kind of movie that I thought I was going to see. It's more of a psychological thriller, suspense, mystery is mm-hmm. really what the movie is. But honestly, like, obviously, 10 Cloverfield Lane is not going to be recognized by the Academy for anything. But thinking about like very solid acting performances, I thought John Goodman was really freaking good.
Cool.
So I think it is absolutely worth a Redbox rental.
I think John Goodman is one of those actors that does not get sung enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but he's also...
His praises sung enough is what I meant to say.
Yes, but I also feel like John Goodman is not a guy that takes a lot of roles that he is the lead actor, you know, necessarily. That,
mm-hmm.
that he's a phenomenal number two guy, you know, number three guy. If he's part of your ensemble, you are doing great.
Yeah.
You're doing great. Like him in The Big Lebowski. Like,
mm-hmm.
to him to be like the number two in that... Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't think of a lot of starring roles for John Goodman, you know?
Yeah. Like, he was in Argo. He was fine in Argo. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. He's not...
He was in Roseanne.
Right.
He did fine in Roseanne.
And he was the number two in Roseanne.
That's true.
Questionably the
three.
Yeah. If he's your two, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Doing real good.
Man.
So, actually, I would say this is actually... He is not your protagonist, but I would say this is... More a John Goodman movie, probably. No, it's not. He's the number two. And he's a great number two. He's better than the number one.
That's Man, it. If only Sammy, instead of actually going number two, would have just gotten me John Goodman.
Right? As your number two? Strong.
Would have been great.
Strong. So I saw that. I enjoyed the movie. I think it's definitely a recommend to get from the Redbox. I give it an 81.
Okay.
You give about an 81 right in there. Mm-hmm. 80, low 80s right in there. Then I followed it up with the other movie I did not have real high hopes for, but I'm just a sucker for war movies.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like this close-knit group of dudes, you know, like
sure.
against all odds. I'm just, you know.
Just, you're a sucker for those.
Just a sucker for that, man. Mm-hmm. So Holly and I rented the movie 13 Days, which is the Michael Bay movie, which immediately raises flags. I know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the main reason I wanted to see it is because it stars Jim from The Office, and I love Jim from The Office.
In a war movie?
I know. So okay. Basically, long story, the quick synopsis, it's a war movie, quote unquote, but it's like a Middle East war movie, you know, from like 2010.
Sure.
Is when it takes place. So like a group, hold on, don't you look anything up yet?
No.
Because I got a question for you real quick.
Okay.
A little trivia question for you, Wesley.
Can't wait.
So anyway, so Jim is part of this kind of like six man, they're not Navy SEALs, but they're like highly trained security officers kind of thing. They're repelling an attack against a CIA facility in Benghazi.
Okay.
Is basically what it is. So it's a pretty typical, you know, Middle Eastern war story, the way they frame them now, of a couple elite U.S. soldiers against this mob of you know, jihadist, mm-hmm. you know, Middle Eastern shooting AKs into the air. And, you know, that's how they tell this story. And
mm-hmm.
it's not great.
Sure.
It's not horrible.
Sure.
It's too long for what it is. And like, but let me tell you something that took me out of the movie almost immediately. First, here's your trivia question.
Okay.
John Krasinski, that's
yes.
the guy who plays Jim from The Office. Can you name anything else he's been in besides The Office and 13 Days?
Yeah.
I can name like one right off the top of my head.
The other thing I can name is that orca movie where the orcas were trapped in the ice. I don't remember what it's called.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
That is.
I'll look it up. Do you have anything else?
No, it was
Big
like
Miracle.
Is that it?
Yes. It's the cover is some whales poking through
probably.
Some ice. So I would assume that's it.
Yeah. That's the only other one I can name.
Okay, because the only one that I could name was Leatherheads. That was him and George Clooney playing like 1920s football.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, because I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only think of him as Jim from The Office.
Was he likable in the movie?
Yeah. But I only thought of him as Jim.
Was he playing Jim from The Office?
I mean,
just in
a
more
bulked up Jim. Like he's cut.
Really?
He's jacked.
Go
yeah.
John Krasinski.
Yeah. So just I'm gonna read through this real quick. Because if you're out there, take a few seconds to think if you can think of any other John Krasinski movies, because here they come. 13 Hours, obviously. He was in Aloha, apparently. And I'm not including like voiceovers on small cartoon shows or whatever, because he was on BoJack Horseman
mm-hmm.
and like Robot Chicken. Not including those. He was a voice in Monsters University, Big Miracle, Nobody Walks.
What?
Promised Land, Something Borrowed. He was in The Muppets, I guess, as himself.
Okay.
Away We Go. It's Complicated. Leatherheads and...
Oh, boy.
It's bad, man. Doesn't get any better from there. He was in Dreamgirls, I guess, very briefly.
I don't remember him at all.
Yeah. He was in Kinsey very briefly. I mean, for a dude that it seems to be everyone really likes.
Yeah.
He's not in stuff.
I know. That sucks, man.
And so here's the thing about this movie that immediately took me out. He comes into like the locker room area to meet the other, you know, dudes. And guess who one of the other dudes is? I will tell you, knowing Jim from The Office, this is the guy you would least want to be in there with him.
Rainn Wilson.
It's you're close.
Yeah.
You're not far off. It's a gentleman named David Denman.
Who's David Denman?
More commonly known as Roy. Pam's first fiancé from The Office.
No way!
Yes!
That's awesome!
He's one of the dudes in the super elite group of six.
Yeah!
And I was like, Michael Bay, I know you're not the brightest dude. But I was like, of all the people to go alongside Jim from The Office in this movie. You had to cast Roy from The Office. You couldn't have casted one other, like, kind of like husky bearded sniper dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had to put Roy in here.
Sure.
So, I mean, it took me almost the entire movie just to be like, Jim and Roy are fighting in whatever it's, Bangkok, not Bangkok, what is it?
Baghdad?
Baghdad, sure, whatever.
Yeah, sure. We're smart.
God, I was like, why do you cast these two?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe they gave the best auditions, Steve.
I doubt that. I doubt that.
I mean, David Denham, he's a household name.
It's one thing if you're casting like an Ocean's 11 type thing, and you're like, cool, we're going to have Don Cheadle and like, we're going to get Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. We're going to put Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in there. Uh-huh. It's like, but what about Lethal Weapon? No, but we're also going to have like Edward Norton and Charlize Theron and like this huge A-list ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a C-list, D-list group of dudes plus Jim. You can't get a different D-list dude that doesn't immediately take me out of your movie. Like, come on, man.
Well, we'll never know. We'll never know, Steve.
I guess not, man. So that one is not a recommended watch.
Sure.
And if you're in the mood for that, just go watch Black Hawk Down. It is infinitely better.
Well, Steve, I know you've been busy watching movies, researching where babies come from, researching where car seats come from.
Yes.
Steve, have you been playing anything?
Man, I'm just kind of back on a Civ kick. Still riding that Civ kick right now.
Sure, riding that Civ.
Just riding that Civ. Big news, it was probably about a month ago. Civ 6 has been officially announced.
Okay.
And the problem is it will be coming out right about the time my baby's coming out.
So, sorry, Holly.
Sorry. I have a new baby, and it's called Civ 6. So that'll be coming out later this year, which I'm kind of mixed bag about.
Okay.
Because I don't know what improvements will really be made to it.
Yeah. I don't know. Civilization, it seems like one of those games that once you make a really great game, which I suppose Civ 5 is, because you can't shut up about it. how do you improve something that's already really, really good?
Yeah. So I know there's always a few things. They're going to improve the AI of the enemy, I'm sure. They're going to change the leaders around a little bit, add some, like, that's fine. But it's also one of those things that, because I feel like it will be very close to Civ 5, which I've obviously played the shit out of, that I also don't feel the need to pick that up immediately.
Sure.
You know, like cool. I feel like it's Civ 5 gets me a pretty close, you know, I'm sure you'll be able to download mods that will like give you the same leaders that Civ 6 has.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm sure I'll get. It's one of those things that I will get like a year later on a sale for like $20.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll do something like that.
Because it just seems like it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't type of situation. Because like, if you change it too much, fans of Civ 5 are going to be pissed.
Right.
But if you don't change enough, fans of Civ 5
will be pissed.
Will still be pissed because it's the same goddamn game.
Right, right.
So it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah. So
in this age of sequels and prequels and stuff, it's like, again, a damned if you do.
Speaking of that, Holly told me yesterday that the next three Pixar movies are Incredibles 2, Cars 3.
They're still making Cars movies?
It's Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4, and something else. It's another sequel.
Finding Dory?
No, Dory's out now. So including that, it's the next four. The next four Pixar movies. I know it's Incredibles. I know it's Toy Story. I know it's obviously Finding Dory. I forget what the last one is. But they're all sequels from Pixar coming out.
Well, I mean,
how do you feel about that?
If they're Toy Story 2 and 3 level sequels, fantastic.
Sure.
But there is something to be said by making something new.
Absolutely. And I feel like Pixar has been very good at that. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next four, including Finding Dory, being sequels, I mean, I don't know.
You seem torn.
I do seem torn because Pixar is one of those companies, for the most part, except for like Cars, it seems they only make a sequel when they have a good idea.
Sure.
like Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3. Finding Dory is apparently amazing.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard nothing but good things.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Have they made any other sequels besides that?
Yeah, Dory, Cars, and I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like A Monsters University, which was which was okay.
Right.
It was okay.
Yeah.
For the most part, they only seem to make sequels when they have a good idea. So I'm okay with that. I would have just liked to have seen maybe one or two original properties in there.
Yeah, I think so too. To be honest, I am not thrilled about Toy Story 4.
Oh, I am not thrilled about that either.
Because I thought the first three were such a phenomenal trilogy as they were, and I thought it told a story so beautifully, beginning, middle, end.
Oh, yeah.
Like that I do not need to see Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4.
And I feel like, because I don't know anything about Toy Story 4 yet, I hope there is no Buzz Lightyear. I hope there is no Woody. I hope it is a completely different group of toys and a completely different somewhere else.
That is the only way I'm not going to say in absolutes, but that is the only way I will be excited to go see it.
Yeah, I want no more Buzz Lightyear, no more Woody. I feel like their story has been told, and watch, we say this, and like, my God, I cried the whole time.
It's like they did the exact, they just showed Toy Story 3 again,
but I loved every second of it. So, but that one, because I know you love Incredibles, you love Incredibles even more than I do,
yeah.
And I really, really, really like Incredibles. So I feel like there's a lot of story left there to flesh out for sure, like kids growing up a little bit, really, yeah, I said flesh. I said flesh out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I said flesh out, not flush out.
Yeah. No, I was going to say the same thing. Like, maybe, what's the oldest girl's name?
Ivy.
Violet?
No. Violet. Vi.
Vi, yeah. There it is.
That's it.
Maybe she's going to college.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be something.
Maybe it's Incredibles U.
Ah!
Yeah, there's a lot there. You know, so that is the one that I would... If I were to say Pixar, yes, you can greenlight one sequel. That would be the one that I would want them to greenlight.
Sure.
For sure.
Now, before we move into the emails, let me ask you, are you excited at all to see Finding Dory?
I'm actually not.
Neither am I. Why are you?
I liked Finding Nemo quite a bit, but it wasn't... it didn't really hit me real deep. Like, I loved WALL-E. Obviously Toy Story movies, it was very good, but I don't think I've ever really like had the urge to go back and watch it again. And
sure.
Also, I'm just not a big fan, quite honestly, generally of like underwater anything, really.
Sure.
Generally
is it because
speaking.
Of the underwater levels in like Mario?
Yeah, I've never liked underwater levels in video games. I just don't like movies that really take place underwater for the most part, really.
Fair enough. I'm not excited to see it because, and I know I'm in the minority. I did not like the character of Dory.
No, I didn't. I wasn't crazy about her either.
I mean, I understand what they were doing, but I just found her as a character just to be annoying.
Yeah.
And to see a movie that's completely centered around her does not excite me. I don't care how good it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, there are more than enough things vying for my attention, you know, in the world of entertainment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that just that's not super high on the list right now. I would, if like three or four was like, hey, we're gonna throw Finding Dory, I'd be like, all right, I'll watch it.
Sure.
But I'm like, guys, we gotta go.
Okay, so after looking it up, Steve, surprise, surprise, you're wrong. There is an original.
For the record, this is from my wife. So
okay.
I should check my sources.
I like how every time I'm like, Steve, you're wrong. You're like, my wife. It's my wife. It's my wife. She did it. So there is an original non-sequel, non-prequel film coming out from Pixar. It's called Coco. I have no idea what it's about.
It's about a gorilla.
It's about a gorilla. Coco. I thought it was about the gorilla loves chocolate milk mix. Is that right?
Do you know what I'm talking? Oh, no, I guess it's not.
Coco the gorilla. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, Wes. We get it. You're so smart with your gorilla jokes. So smart.
Steve, if you listen back, I think you're the one who made the gorilla joke.
Shut up!
It was my wife!
My wife made the joke. She did it! I did no wrong!
But Steve, we have to get to emails from last week's podcast.
We must.
Which was the top five commercial theme songs. I don't know about you, but I spent the next week or two just having all those songs stuck in my head.
Specifically the Mentos song for me.
Yeah, yeah, because we were at a party one night, and Steve had to defend...
Oh, no, I'm shaking my head because I'm still mad about it.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. I thought you were like, don't talk
no,
about
I'm
it.
No, I'm just mad about it.
Steve had to defend his love of the Mentos theme song against a couple naysayers.
We had a couple of friends who are of the same age, you know, grew up in the same area, the same time. And like, she's like, yeah, well, what were your top five? I was like, well, you know, Wes and I for sure had the Mentos theme song on there. And she goes, no, I don't think that'd make my top five. And I was personally offended. It's like, what? What the hell do you mean? So I don't know if I told you this, Wes, but since that night, probably about 4 or 5 times, I sent her a different Mentos commercial on my way to work.
Oh my God.
With things like, I thought you'd like to start your day with this. And very just giving her that sweet, sweet Mentos jingle.
Sure.
Because it's so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. I believe. I believe in Mentos.
Thank you. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
God, it made me so mad.
But Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines writes in his top five. His number five is The Fun It's Catching, It's Mousetrap. Maybe the best song for the worst board game.
Man, Mousetrap really does suck, doesn't it?
It is the worst board game. I don't think I ever played it.
I mean, all you do is set it up and then make the trap go.
That's all I ever did.
There's no point to play the stupid part of making it around the outside of the board.
It was the easiest, most fun Rube Goldberg device I've ever seen.
Because Rube Goldberg devices are awesome.
They are.
Yeah, but the problem, like, the cool thing about Rube Goldberg devices is then, like, one of them is made. Like, cool, then you add more shit to either side of it. Or, like, make it do this. And this one, you're like, nope, we're just going to make this net fall down.
Yep. Now, what was the point of it? Was, like, you had to move your mice around the board.
To get cheese, I believe.
And if any... Yeah, there were some like those cardboard cheese slices.
Oh, yeah.
And if your mouse got caught under that small-ass net, what happens?
You die. A horrible death.
Okay.
Die a horrible, horrible death.
That's right. There was a loaded gun in the middle of the board.
Yep.
That's right.
That's when you bring in the clue weapons,
and
you decide which way you want to die.
And then you start playing Clue after they die.
Right, to figure out which mouse murdered the other mice.
That's right.
How do you do it?
Okay, so is number four is Sucker Boppers! Sucker Boppers!
I'm really pissed I forgot this one.
See, it wouldn't have made my top five. I think it's a catchy-ass song.
Oh, it's great.
And it would be probably around my number 6 or 7. But it's just kind of the worst lyrics, I think.
But, Wes, you can sock them once and bop them twice.
You can sock all day! You can sock all night!
Yeah, but one of the things I love about this era of commercials is the best ones, like, they tell you exactly what the hell is going on and how to do it. They're like, take it out of the box. You gotta inflate it. You put your hand in it, and then you punch your friend in his face. Oh, yeah, it's soccer boppers. It's like, Mom. So when you try to, like, pitch it to your parents, like, Mom, look, it's super easy. We just take it out of the box, I inflate it, I put it on my hand, then I beat the shit out of my brother. It's awesome. It's sock 'em boppers. And by the way, I always thought it was sock 'em, E-M, sock 'em boppers.
Yeah, because it makes way more sense to me, too, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah, but it turns out it is soccer boppers.
Instead of sock 'em, it's soccer, which I think... encourages domestic violence.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
So his number three is three in a row. Go for one more. Go for it. Connect Four. This song, if I had thought of it, might have made my list because it's
also a
catchy ass song.
Also a jam.
His number two is a Dr. Mario parody of the Witch Doctor theme song.
Which I gotta go ahead. I gotta say this is a disqualification.
Now why is it a disqualification?
Because this is an actual song,
but it's a parody.
Yeah, but it is a parody with what, the one line at the end changed?
That's true. He says he beat the Witch Doctor.
Fine. Great. I can see it is this is a song written elsewhere that was used by a commercial. I say a DQ.
Okay, fair enough. His number one is it's another parody, a Bomberman Hero parody of the Spider-Man theme song.
But he said this is unfindable.
Yes, he lists out. This theme song is nowhere to be found on YouTube, Dailymotion, X-Hamster, or any other video site on the internet.
So, you know, just to let you know, if you're looking for your 90s TV commercials on a porn site, Not going to find it.
Yeah, exactly. I always go for my political satirist videos on Pornhub.
Yeah, yeah. They're very good. Very good.
He did say that we stole his Crossfire and Folgers copy, so he left him off the list.
Yeah, but no... Dr. Parker Newton Gaines.
Dr. Parker Newton Gaines.
Mentos! It's the best one.
It is.
Now, to revise my list, I'm putting Folgers at 2, Mentos at 1.
Okay.
Yeah, Mentos is... That's the one.
You are taking a stand.
Damn it. For once in my life.
All right, next up, we got our next emails coming in hot from... Coming in hot from TJ Bozarth. He writes in his top five. His number five is... What do you know? Sock 'em boppers!
Sock 'em boppers!
You can sock all day!
You can sock all night! Like, sock on it!
It's very clear. It's sock all day and sock all night.
God, wouldn't it be great if... I mean, this product with just a few letters changed is so different.
Yes, it is.
Sock her bopper. She can sock it! She can suck it once or suck it twice! It's like, whoa, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
It's number four is Slinky. Everyone loves a Slinky.
And which made me think that had I really put some thought into it, could have wormed my way into a log commercial.
Are you talking about it rolls downstairs, a loner in pairs, or over your neighbor's dog? It fits on your back.
Oh, it's great. It's great for a snack. It fits on your back.
It's log, log, log. It's log. It's log.
Yes. Yep. From Ren and Stimpy. Because the thing is, while that is a commercial inside the show, they actually sold log as well.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yes.
Who bought it?
I think my wife did.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right.
See, that astounds me because I respect your wife. So that's odd.
I mean, you did respect my wife.
I respect her a little less.
Formally respected your wife.
That's right. His number three is Baskin Robbins ice cream and cake.
Yeah, this one is a bit puzzling to me.
Yeah, it's basically, it reminds me of peanut butter jelly time.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. It's like ice cream and cake, ice cream and cake. Basically over and over again.
Yeah, for Baskin-Robbins ice cream and cake from back in the day.
But this is an opinion podcast, so just because we don't like it doesn't make it any less...
Yeah, it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, sure. His number two is I Wish I Was an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Classic.
It's a classic one.
Yep.
His number one is Wonder Ball, which is a surprisingly catchy one.
I said maybe.
Okay.
You're gonna be the one that saves me.
Now we just watched it. I'm desperately trying to remember the theme, the Wonder
after
Ball.
All, okay. You're my Wonder Ball.
That's right. That is it.
That's it.
That's how it went.
That is a song written for that commercial.
Now, he included. He says, and the $5 footlong gets an honorable mention, even though it's annoying as fuck.
True.
So he says, so I got a tragic story to bond with Steve over.
Uh-oh.
So when I was in fourth, because we can only bond with Steve through tragedy.
Yes.
So when I was in fourth grade, we'd entered a raffle. Out of the entire school, I won a $500 gift card to Toys R Us. I was ecstatic because my mother was not very good with finances, and Christmas was always kind of a depressing and frugal time of year. Not a lot of presents under the tree unless they were hand-me-downs. Anyway, I was so excited that I was going to get everything I wanted that year, and the sky was the limit.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, when we went to the store, my mother used my gift card to buy presents for other people, and I got one Nerf gun for $20. She guilted me into it by saying giving was more important than receiving, and I was going to make her friends and family so happy with my gifts. Well, that might have been true, except she gifted all the presents from only her, not me.
Ugh.
See, I was kind of, to be honest, I was kind of seeing the mother's point.
Yeah.
Until that last part there.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one of those things that even as an about-to-be father, you know, it's like you know, the gift of giving is more than receiving. Like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
And the thing is, the gift of giving, it does feel very good. That's right. When it is of your own choice.
Yes.
That's the important thing, is to make it. To make the child or the person see, like, you are the one giving away. That's what you will take the joy in. Really what the mom's doing is stealing from her son. Be like, no, this is better.
Yeah, exactly.
But you should just feel good about this. But mom.
You know what? If I was in the mom's place, I would have given, let's say, what, $100, $150?
Oh, yeah.
Toward the son?
The kid, yeah, for
he,
sure.
He won the goddamn gift card.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. To me, minimum hundo.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Or what you do is you say, like how much, like you say, how much of this do you want to, like, give to other kids or whatever it is? And, like, even if you, like, guilt him into giving away everything except the Nerf gun, then for that Christmas, you get him a super cool gift as a reward for, like, for his selflessness or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, something like that. Just poorly handled, man. Poorly handled.
Yeah, he says, "Lass, I laugh at it now, cause better than being pissed about it."
Right.
Understandable. I figured that story would be funny to share after Steve's story about his mom and him and Toys R Us.
Man, good for you. But I mean, that's good for, like, for kind of burying this, but it, obviously not totally buried.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's that kind of thing that just kind of sticks in your craw, like, forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forever. Like, now as a, I don't know how old he is, say 25 to 35-year-old dude.
Sure,
whatever,
sure.
Every Christmas, he's kind of like, "Hey, Mom, get me something from Toys R Us this year, or do I have to pay for it?" Man.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's bad. I mean, no offense to your mom, but I think you're saying it as well. Like, not an A-plus parenting job right there.
No, probably. It's not one of the better jobs I've heard
of. But you
know
what I mean? Reading all of these, well, I try not to read a lot of them, to be quite honest. Like, these, like, parenting things of, like, what to buy for your kid, what not to, and all this stuff. Like, that's the kind of story that needs to show up in a parenting thing.
You know what? I was wondering about this. So they say, I'm going to paraphrase this probably terribly. They say there's, like, a lot of now foodborne allergies in kids nowadays because they're just too clean.
Sure.
You heard this?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? When you basically, when you have a kid, are you going to, dirty him up?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually, I was going to talk about this earlier. I'll try to keep this brief, but now that, you know, you get a little bit of a different outlook a little bit when you're, like, you're expecting a kid, you know, with impending force, you know, like, so now when I see these kids misbehaving sort of thing, like, in public, so nothing, like, terribly crazy or anything, but my first reaction, the kid, like, crying about not getting a toy, you know, whatever, Toys R Us, like, my first reaction is, like, no! No! I was like, quiet! Like, you will not act like this. This is not a choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is, like, you don't have the option of crying about not getting the toy you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't get to just cry. You either articulate your words to me, or we're leaving! Like, this is not a choice. It's like, I've realized, I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be the crack the whip dude.
Oh.
Like, I never really figured myself to be as such, but, like, when this kid's going, like, oh, like, he has a bigger slice of pizza. It's like, I don't care. That's the way the world works. Then he enjoys a bigger piece of pizza this day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, perhaps your piece will be bigger. Until then, eat your pizza, or there will be no pizza to eat. Now give all of your pizza to your friends and say it's from me. Your father. Like I am. So if that gives you any kind of clue as to how I'm going to handle, like, oh no, I have a little dirt on my hands. Like, eat it. That's how you clean your hands. You eat them.
That's right.
Like, I'm going to be a terror.
Man, I can't wait to see the horror you're going to bring down upon your son or daughter.
It's like when I read these similar, you know, like these blog things, like, then I use an all-natural vegan lotion after our baths that's only in bottled water from the, you know, from Nepal. It's like, my kid's going to take a bath in the bath with bath water.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know what? I didn't have my feet anointed with fine oils and, you know, like, in rose petal baths. Like, and it turned out, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's go okay.
Yeah, so, like, are there there's going to be things that, of course, I'm like, that we've learned. Like, yeah, my kid's not going to eat lead paint. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, my kid's going to eat hot dogs, okay? My little kid's going to eat hot dogs. Oh, but they're getting all natural. Nah, he's going to eat hot dogs, man. Oscar Mayer hot dogs or whatever else, he's going to eat them. He's going to eat mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw some veggies in there.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be this, you know, like, free-range, gluten-free. Like, fuck that.
No, no, sir.
No way.
No, sir.
Kid's going to eat some candy from time to time.
Yeah, yeah, but not too much.
No.
Good Lord.
No, I'm not going to feed the kid, you know, like, oh, you want dinner? Here's a handful of Thin Mints. Go nuts, kid.
You're just going to brush his teeth twice a day, yeah, at least.
Right? I mean, I feel like basic stuff that's not going to go overboard. I'm going to try to. I mean, yeah, you know, who knows? Once I see my little angel, it may be like, oh, he'll only walk on the softest cottons and wrap himself in the finest of silks.
Like, Steve, you wrapped your kid up in a bubble.
Yeah.
In a bubble.
Yes, I never want anything bad to happen to him.
Oh, boy. Well, he's been in there for 4 years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's about to go to school.
And he lives the perfect life.
He keeps mouthing, help me.
Those are the only words he knows. Yeah, dude. I mean, so, yeah, my kid's going to eat a bunch of stuff. And he's probably going to eat like a handful of dirt from time to time.
Like, that's great.
Like, well, hey, that's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to go, man. Just kids are kids, and let them just – I feel like if I get my kid to like age 3 and they haven't killed themselves and like, or like lost a limb or something – I feel like doing all right.
So you're setting the bar there.
I mean,
having
much,
the kid alive.
That's, I mean, isn't that step one, really?
That is the very first thing.
Right? So I'm a first-time parent, so let's just be reasonable with our expectations. First things first, let's just make sure that kid's not going to die.
So, okay, so around your second kid, then you'll focus on keeping them alive, and step two, making them a productive member of society.
I mean, we'll try to, you know, we'll try to polish the edges a little bit on kid
sure.
two. We'll see.
You're freaking ragamuffin criminal first son. Who is alive?
Who's alive?
But
for
he's in
now.
Juvie.
He'll be dead by 17 because he'll be in a police shootout or something.
Yeah. So cool,
that,
man.
If that answers your question at all.
It does. I don't know if I'm happy with the answer. But it does answer my question.
You know what? Gives Uncle Wes a chance to swoop in and be like, my God, are you only eating dirt?
And Thin Mints?
Like, you'll be the uncle that gets to come and be like, hey, here's a hot dog.
Yeah. You know what? Tomorrow I'll give you a Brussels sprout.
Yeah. There you go. So he's setting you up to, you know, to be the angel uncle that gets to swoop in here. It'd be great.
Yeah, sure, man. Well, thank you for letting me have that free question in because – we got to move on to this week's top five,
yeah.
And it's something we haven't done in a while. Steve, what is that?
It's our once in a while free for all.
Free for all, number four.
Number four, coming at you. So I get to put Wes on the hot seat for 5 questions. He has to answer my questions. I have him hooked up to a lie detector a la Law and Order.
That's right. And Steve has to answer 5 of my questions. I have him hooked up to a lie detector a la Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents.
Yes. Good lie detector scene there.
Hey, yeah, it was.
Very good.
I really liked it.
Wes, you want to go first?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I included a few entertainment questions because, as you always remind me, it's a podcast about TV, video games, and movies.
Oh, that's right.
But I added some real life things in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too.
So this is on the bubble. It's entertainment based. It's also personal based. It's something we don't talk about a lot. What is a song that you will rock out to by yourself, but never when anybody else is around?
Ooh, that is a very good question because I show very little shame when rocking out.
Mm-hmm.
I will rock out in front of most with most things. I'm going to ask you while I ponder this. Was there an answer to this question that you have already for yourself?
Probably. I mean, it depends on who I'm with. Probably a song by myself that I'll rock out to is probably like, by myself, probably something embarrassing. Like, I'm trying to think of a song. Like, I don't, the songs I keep thinking of, Glee songs. Songs
okay.
from Glee and Smash. I will rock the fuck out to those.
Okay.
But if I try to rock them out to pretty much anybody else.
Sure.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Sure. Because when I, to me, the point of this question is like, what is a song that, like, you start saying and someone, like, doesn't know it, and you still proudly be like, no, it's this one. No, no, no. You know, like, you still, like, you just like, fuck it, I'm going. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And the first thing that comes to my mind is One Day More from Les Mis.
Uh-huh.
And it's not because I'm ashamed of it or anything. It is because I can't I cannot sing all of those parts. In fact, I can sing almost none of those parts. So if I start singing it and no one knows what I'm talking about, I will back down right away.
Yeah, because
it is just, it is too much. It is just too much to do. And also, if they don't know, then they're probably not into the, like, a musical theater type thing, and I don't really want to get into the whole thing with them. So if I'm like, oh man, one day more, I'm like, one day more, another day, another destiny.
Like, what?
It's just a musical theater thing.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I was talking about, welcome to the jungle! We got fun again!
There we go!
Yeah, like, that would be probably the first thing that comes to my mind. Because if I can at least hold the tune to something, I'll go for it, really. I'm not too embarrassed about most songs. Yeah, I'm gonna go one day more.
Okay.
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Wes, I have a very personal question for you.
Oh,
this is
good.
This is more of a follow-up question than anything.
A
few weeks ago, we spoke about something that is very important and very private regarding your, wink, wink, privates.
Okay.
A.K.A. the maintenance of said area.
Yep.
And a couple weeks ago, Wes, you revealed to the world that you are, as we thought, a Neanderthal. And was using sharpened sticks and spears to trim your nether region.
Yeah, I just I sharpened a rock.
Yeah.
Outside, and I just
and like Marty McFly coming to you from the future. My DeLorean crashed next to you, and I presented a trimmer. The idea of a trimmer to you.
Yeah.
And
I know you didn't bring me a trimmer. You're like, there is a trimmer.
There is a trimmer.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't travel around with trimmers. So. Have you made the switch?
Steve, I have in fact made the switch. I tried it out, and I was very impressed with how easy and how much cleaner it all looks.
And how peasy it was.
How easy, peasy, and a little bit of lemon squeezy. Yes. And
now, Wes, did you incorporate the chest area and or did you go where was it free reign? Did you go down the legs? I mean, did you go crazy?
Well, let me tell you all about it, Steve.
Let me tell you a little something now.
I did everything. Let's see, privates.
Yep.
And above.
Yeah.
All right. So that's you know, you've seen my chest hair. It grows in an awkward diamond right
sure
in the middle
does.
Of my man boobs.
Yep. Yep.
And it I did so I did that. Got my happy trail.
Did you bring
down.
It down to a one, a two?
A one.
Okay, keeping it tight.
Yeah.
But still present.
Yeah, exactly. And I shaved the pits.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, did you shave the pits or did you trim?
Trim the pits.
Okay.
Because, like, I trimmed those as well before with my sharpened stone.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, let's just see how this works. And I did.
Easy.
Easy peasy. And this time maybe a little Japanesey.
So you're never going back, right?
Never going back, Steve. Although, I like you, you asked this question like you didn't know the answer, because I sent you a few texts.
Yes. yes. And actually, I have before you tell me that, there was a text I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
From one of our, from my buddy Justin, who is a listener of the podcast. he was listening to the podcast where you revealed this horrifying secret. And this was at 8:24 in the morning. There was no precursor to this conversation. So I had just arrived at work, and I received this text message. Wes! Why would you use scissors? All in caps with a plethora of question marks and exclamation points. And I said, well, he isn't the smartest man. He responded by saying, quote, I nicked myself in the giblets. And then he says, Wes is definitely gonna lose a nut if he goes with a straight razor. And I said, Wes may lose a nut if he goes by using a butter knife. But then he said he's glad. I told him that after our conversation that you have progressed in the world. And he said, thank God.
Yes, because I thought before of getting a trimmer for that area. But I was like, I don't want to drop the hundreds of dollars
hundreds.
It would take to get a trimmer. And they were like, no, man, you can get one for like 15, 20 bucks. I was like, what?
How much was yours?
It's like 15, 20 bucks.
There you go.
Yeah, so,
there you go. As promised.
Yeah, yeah. But do you want to share the texts that I sent you?
I sure would.
I'll race you to them.
Oh,
God. Oh, God. What is your name?
Here's the racing music.
I got it.
Damn.
Okay, here we go.
I'm almost there.
I sent you just manscaped my entire body, not including the legs. I now have to re-clean the bathroom because there is hair everywhere. And you said, ha ha ha, did you get the trimmer? And I said, yep, I think only 40% of the hair landed in the trash can. And the bathtub is disgusting, but my balls look great. And he said, finally, I'm going to quote this on next week's podcast. And I said, awesome. And by the way, I checked who I was sending this to no less than 6 times before I hit send. Can't send this text to just anyone. And there you go. That's what happened.
So congratulations. Welcome to the modern era. Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Thank you.
So your second question, Wes, put me on that hot seat.
Oh, all right. Here we go. You know what? Let's go with just a funny little story. What is the worst job you've ever had?
Worst job?
Current one? It's obviously not the worst one.
It's not. My current job would not make the list. I mean,
even one that you had for like a summer or a week and you quit.
So I sold cars for a couple of years. I mean, that is, boy, if that's not number one, that sure is fighting.
Really? I would think there'd be a job in high school.
So basically, I mean, here's the work history.
Okay.
First job, I was a host at Chili's the restaurant. And it was fine. It was very much like working in the movie Waiting. But I was the young one that couldn't go anywhere with the cool kids. So everyone that worked there was cool. It was fine. No, like, low stress. No big deal. Then I painted houses for a while in the summers for, like, college core painting kind of stuff. And that was fine. It was hard work. But, like, whatever. That was fine. Oh, no. There was one job that sucked so bad that I stayed approximately 3 days. My high school girlfriend's father got me this job that was working at this big warehouse. Circa, it was kind of like a Granger slash whatever. It's kind of like mail. Like we filled orders out of this gigantic warehouse, like conveyor belts running down the middle, and just rows and rows and rows and rows of all these cabinets with all sorts of different shit. Like there's Sharpies in here, and there's full-sized fans, and there's, like, tractors, and there's nuts and bolts and all sorts of shit. So my job was to be there at 5 a.m., and it was, like, a 45-minute drive, and I was, like, 16 years old, to go there to count items. They gave you a clipboard, and you had to walk around this warehouse. And it's like, all right, this box is supposed to have 973 bolts. Count them, make sure they're there.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow. I wish I were dead. So, like, after, like, 2 boxes of counting whatever, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wing it. Yeah, that looks like 973 to me.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty close. Like, it sucked. I couldn't see another human person because they were so big and you're just in these stacks. Just count. Like, it was horrible, dude. It sucked. So I worked there for approximately 3 days and I quit.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend's like, my dad got you that job. I'm like, hey, that's his fault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's his fault.
Sure.
This is awful.
Let me guess. If you came up with the wrong number, like if there was 962 in there, would you have had to count them again?
I don't know, because I never saw another person to be yelled at or what, like. I I checked in the morning, like I clocked in, like, all right, here's your clipboard. It's like, see you in 8 hours. And, like, I was on this desert island of cabinets and random miscellaneous items until whatever time, like 3:30. I come back, like, okay, hand in your sheet, bye. It's like, all right, well, see you tomorrow.
Was this before iPods or
anything? Right around. I mean, I think iPods were, like, just coming out. They were very expensive.
Sure.
So, I mean, I probably had, like, a Discman I could have brought. But I think they, like, wouldn't let you have them.
Were they as expensive as, like, hair trimmers?
Oh, man. Like, 15, 20 bucks. Yeah. Like, right in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
No, yeah, that job fucking sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. Selling cars sucked a lot, too.
Sure.
For very different reasons. But at least you made way more money, and there were some rewarding things to it.
Yeah.
That job just straight up sucked.
I think my worst job, without a doubt, there were some jobs that I hated. But the job that made my life hell for a summer was for the summer work program at my dad's factory, where they made like basically powdered corn syrup. And it was basically, we were in charge of like the bags automatically fill and they were 50-pound bags, and the ones that were like more than a half pound off from 50 would be rejected. And we, for like once, for a few hours every shift, we would have to go in this balls-ass hot room and cut the bags open and basically dump them down this huge toilet. And the only air conditioning there was a gigantic fan. We're talking over 100 degrees in this area, and I'm not exaggerating. And you know, so you're sweating profusely, and the gigantic fan is blowing all that powdered corn syrup everywhere. And what happens when powdered corn syrup mixes with your sweat?
It turns into regular corn syrup.
That's right.
Ugh.
So you're covered in corn syrup all the time. And I used to, and this is not exaggeration, I used to go home after my shift, stand my pants up in the corner, and wear them again for next shift. It was terrible.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I think to myself, as I was dumping this stuff, I was like, man, if only I had a job where I could just count things.
You know, man, here's to being 31 and not being there, you know? And you know what? And to anyone who is there while listening, there's other places, my friends. There's other places to go.
There's places.
Other places. Ooh. Actually, last thing about this thing, about the jobs. There was, it's this like long-standing thing in the car industry that like, it, and it's very true, that like once you are in like car sales, like you're in the industry of that, it kind of like gets hooks in you, and it's very, very difficult to get out of the car sales industry. It really, really is. The amount of dude, like I quit and I went back. I did that like one round of quit, thought I was out, and then I had to go back. And I've not gone back. I have no intention of going back and ever again. But it's, if you're in a place where you think you cannot get out, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can. There is a way out. So go find it and do it. I'm so much happier now than I was selling cars or counting things.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a good question, Wes.
Thank you.
My number two to you.
Oh, boy.
I think I've asked you this a long time ago, but I want to see your revised answer.
Okay.
And it is, unfortunately, Wes, you've been put to death. Whoops-a-doodle. You have too much corn syrup all over yourself.
Oh, God.
You sock-em-bopped someone too hard. You're going to die.
Uh-huh.
You have a final meal. It consists of an appetizer, an entree.
Ooh.
With two side dishes.
Ooh.
And one dessert. It can be any combination of anything that you would like. It can be your grandmother's mashed potatoes. It can be whatever you want. What is your meal that is an appetizer, an entree with two sides, and a dessert?
Oh, boy. This is interesting because there's a few different ways you can take this. The way I'm going about it is, what are some things that I've really enjoyed in my life, even though they may not be exciting, but there are some things I want to experience for the last time. I don't have the appetizer quite yet, but there is a steakhouse near O'Hare, and I'm blanking on the name. I think it starts with a P, but they had the best porterhouse steak I've ever had. It was so delicious, and I was eating it with my now ex-girlfriend, and she and I both were just like, this is the best goddamn steak we have ever had.
Cool.
And I want my side dishes. I want my grandpa's mashed potatoes and my grandma's turkey dressing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And for dessert, I would like some kind of ice cream. And I couldn't decide between Thin Mints and ice cream, so I'm going with Thin Mint ice cream.
Nice. That's a good combo.
Yeah.
All right, give me something. It doesn't have to be the... You can change this eventually, but when I say appetizer, what you thinking?
Appetizers are so interesting because they're basically little meals. You know?
Yes,
they are.
Wow, Wes.
Yeah.
Getting down to it.
I mean, let's get into it.
Man, revealing some dark secrets about appetizers.
I mean, we're uncovering secrets left and left and right here.
Left and left.
Left.
You thought
left.
We were going left. We're going even more left.
That's another big secret to reveal. I want whatever the best buffalo wings are.
Man, I love wings. Are you a bone-in or bone-less guy?
Let's mix them up. Let's get half and half.
Wow. Are you a ranch? Are you a blue cheese guy?
Ooh, let's do both.
My God, man. Are you insane? You go left and you go left again. Sweet God, man. Are we talking buffalo? Are we now? This you cannot mix.
Okay.
We going buffalo. We going barbecue. We going super hot. We going extreme hot.
Straight buffalo. And you know what? Let's do bone in. Sticking with bone in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you had to pick blue cheese ranch or something else,
you know what? That's interesting. I think I was raised in the Midwest, so I automatically go ranch.
Okay.
But if I, you know, let's go ranch.
All
right.
All right.
It's my last goddamn meal.
Sure.
Let's stick with some familiar things.
Sure.
Us Midwesterners, at least us small town Midwesterners, put ranch with everything.
That's true.
So,
well, some of you do.
Yeah.
My appetizer, you know what? Also undecided as of right now, but I would go with a huge pile of
shit.
Just give me a big pile of poop. Let me dive in there. Side dishes, turds. actually, I could go for a delicious cheese curd to start, actually.
Ooh, nice.
A fine Wisconsin cheese curd of various dipping sauces.
Mm-hmm.
My main entree is an enormous pile of crab legs. Big Alaskan king
crab legs.
Crab legs.
Yeah.
Man, I fucking love crab legs. Side dish, give me some crab legs. no, side dish, I want corn on the cob from like a state fair kind of thing, where like they roast it in the husk and like just dip it in butter. And, like, just the best corn.
Oh, yeah.
That, give me that corn.
Grill marks?
Yep.
Yep.
I want that corn, and then I want, like barely cooked green beans as well. I want to keep it light there. Mm-hmm. And then for dessert, give me all of the chocolates. I want all of the chocolates that you have. It'd be Portillo's chocolate cake with chocolate ice cream on top, drizzled in chocolate, on top of a bed made of chocolate. Those are all of the chocolates I want.
Fair enough.
All right,
man. So let's just stick with this whole morbid theme here. So if you had one last night on Earth, what would you do except being with your family?
Ooh.
I mean, your family can come with you, but, like, just spending the night with my family.
Yeah.
Just playing game night.
Sure.
It's an acceptable answer. I understand being with your loved ones.
Sure.
But
it's unacceptable.
But it's unacceptable for this.
But it's completely unacceptable. God, it is really on my bucket list. And if I had, when do I find out that this is, like, do I find out in the morning? Or
let's say the morning.
Okay. If I find out in the morning, I am
going to work.
Going to work. Putting in a solid 9 to 5, maybe a little bit of OT.
Yeah.
Making sure I tidy up my workstation. Don't want to leave anyone that responsibility.
You are so, you're so, so giving, Steve.
Honestly, I think, I don't want to spend any time in an airplane though. The first thing that came to my mind is if I find out, like, that's it, you're done today, is grab my wife and we go and we get to the airport. We go immediately to Las Vegas. And the thing that was on my, like, if you had X amount of money podcast we did before, I think I might go rent a supercar for the day and go driving through the desert with my wife. And, like, we'd stop at one of the phenomenal restaurants in Las Vegas on the way out, grab, like, a porterhouse, whatever it is, throw it in the back of the Ferrari and drive out to the middle of somewhere. And we would eat a phenomenal meal in the desert. Then we would just fucking burn it. Cause I don't give a shit if I get a ticket.
Yeah.
I want to be dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. I'm not paying your ticket.
You're like, speeding ticket. Hey, by the way, my left taillight's out is too. Why don't you give me that one, too?
Come on, let's go. Just pile them up. Pile them up. Also, I'm an illegal immigrant. Wait, no.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I really, really, really want to do that. So I would be able to go. I'd be able to go to Vegas. It only takes like 2 hours to get there or whatever, flight-wise. So I'd be there. If I find out in the morning, I'd be there by noon, let's say. I could go shoot guns. I could drive a Ferrari. I could eat phenomenal meals. Then if I wanted to, I could see O from Cirque du Soleil again.
Yeah.
I could just do ridiculous fun things with my wife for the last day that I have. I would probably do that.
Sure.
Shoot guns, be with fast women in fast cars.
Loose cars, fast women.
You know, however you want to mix those up, that's fine. Yeah, I would probably, like, we'd get like a, you know, like a high roller suite, you know, whatever that like looks over straight. Well, it's like, there's a lot of accessibility to awesome, fun things mm-hmm. at that moment. I know I do sacrifice a few hours by getting there, but I think that's what I do.
By the way, I just recently, this is a last minute addition based on, because it just came to me, from your last question. So I'm trying to think of what I would do, and the first thing I thought of is quit my job in a hilarious fashion.
Nice.
Yes.
I've always wanted to, if I were to quit my job, I would love to go take a dump on my boss's desk.
See, that's what I thought. But what I instead want to do is I want to take a dump in, like, let's say a few coffee cans, and then walk into my office and then put it on, like, my least favorite people's desk.
And just, it sucks that my current job, I would never, ever do that to my boss. I really like my boss.
Yeah, same here. I like my boss. But there are some other people that deserve some coffee can poop. So I would do that.
Every day I wake up, poop it in a cup with that rich Folgers aroma.
The best part of leaving
work.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got to work on the song a little bit. But
I mean, well, you know.
We'll get Rockapella. They'll know what to do.
Yeah. So that can bring me to my next thing. I'm going to get Rockapella.
Yep.
I'm going to sing a cappella with a Rockapella.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would probably organize, like, hey, guys, send out, text everybody I knew. This is my last night on Earth. I'm going to be performing some of my favorite songs, some of my favorite scenes.
Sure.
And some improv at this stage.
You would do a West showcase.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you guys better give me a standing ovation.
Damn it. And here's a supply of roses to throw at me.
That's right.
When I'm done. That'd be cool.
But really just kind of making the rounds. Like, I probably grab you and Holly and Mike, who's been on the podcast, and a few other people, play some Whirly Ball.
Oh, God. Whirly Ball maybe on a last thing.
Yeah. But probably all culminating, and, like, you know, stuff like that with other groups of friends as well. But all culminating in that final show.
Here's a question. Let's say the rules of this game is that on the stroke of midnight, like, everyone dies instantly. Let's just say that's what it is.
Okay.
Let's say that's the rules of the game. At like 11 o'clock, if everyone said okay, like if everyone agreed to it, would you maybe 11:30, whatever it is. So in half an hour, everyone's dying no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to play Whirly Ball / like a paintball game, but with real weapons?
Holy.
Like real guns?
Holy crap. Oh, so everyone's dying. Not just
everyone, yeah, everyone is dying. So like, if let's say there's a group of like 50 people, like some friends, like let's say it's a group of like 10 of your close friends and like kind of some people you kind of know, don't really like some coworkers, whatever, people you don't really care about. Like,
yeah.
All 50 of us, we're all going to get guns. We're all going to go into, like, this radius here. Like, because we're all going at it. If everyone signed up and said, fine, that's fine, I'll do that. Would you do it or no?
That'd be interesting. My first instinct is no.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. For a second, I was like, oh, that'd be like real life, like a video game. Yeah. Like, yeah, but you'd actually be killing people.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're not good at shooting, so we'd probably die almost instantly.
I don't know about that.
Yeah?
I don't know about that.
You think?
Yeah.
I like how you've shot more guns than I have, by the way.
I've only shot real guns, like, once.
More than me.
Okay. Anyway, we should move on, but that's worth revisiting.
Yeah.
That's worth revisiting.
That's interesting. Like, if you have one last hour, I think I'd probably do, like, I think of a better song, but you know the ending of Rocky Horror Show? The final song Frankenfurter says, like, I'm going home. Like, have a show-stopping number solo ballad like that on the stroke of midnight. Like, you hit the final note, midnight strikes, you die.
But what if you don't hit the note? You're like, and I'm
going!
Dead. You're like, no! No!
All right, there you go.
Give me your top five game shows that you think you would do the best at. Not just your favorite game shows. Top five you think you would succeed the most at.
Jeopardy? Out.
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 Yeah.
Completely out.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with trivia. I'm trying to think of other game shows.
This includes This, and for the sake of this argument, this can include physical style game, quote-unquote game shows as well. This will not be on your list, but for example, American Ninja Warrior could, like...
Well, there goes my number one.
Oh, damn it. Wes, I think you can get past the first challenge, and that's, I would say that's it.
The steps.
Yep.
Yep.
I think you can do the steps.
I can do the steps.
By the way, did you see the dude that dressed up as a Tyrannosaurus Rex and ran the course?
Nope.
It's awesome.
I need to look that up.
Yes, absolutely.
So my first thoughts were like Mash Game. They could do that.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, I think everyone could do Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was going out.
No, that's out. That show just fucking sucks.
Family Feud. They could do well with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And Wheel of Fortune.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a wheel man?
I'm a wheeler and a dealer.
Okay.
And. Trying to think of other games. The only other thing I thought of was Deal or No Deal. Because I'm always the one that's like, when it gets over
$1,000.
$1,000. Like, if it breaks triple digits, I'm taking the deal and I'm out.
All right. It is $1,001. Take the money!
Sorry, I meant to say six digits.
There we go.
Triple digits. If it breaks $100, I'm taking it. No, sorry. Six digits. I'm taking the deal, and I'm walking out.
All right. Yeah. So what's your top five there?
Wheel Mash of Game. Okay. Family Feud. Wheel of Fortune. Deal or No Deal. And for the hell of it, let's say Legends of the Hidden Temple as an adult.
Nice. Yeah. I would totally run the shit out of that game.
Yeah.
I would love to do... Actually, you know what? I probably would do better at Guts when I was 10 than I would do now, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Anyway, good picks.
Thank you. What about you, man?
Don't worry about my picks.
Oh, sorry. Too personal.
Son of a bitch.
Too personal because we talked about ball shaving.
I mean, Family Feud for sure on there. I do Wheel of Fortune as well. I would also do The Price is Right. I feel like I'm pretty decent at that.
Okay.
And then I would, if I'm talking about bringing home money, I would probably do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Not because I think that I'm that good. I would just try to get to like, 12 grand, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Like to win 12 grand or whatever on like Family Feud, that's a lot of fucking work. You got to win a lot of rounds to get that money. Like, you only have to get like four questions right. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Like, everyone else is shooting for $1 million. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I'm shooting for like 30 grand. Like,
yeah,
give me that right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and I'd be fine using all my lifelines to get to that and tapping out, and I'm out.
Sure.
So I would do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire just to get that them dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd win a lot of money, but I would, even just to forsake the money just to do it, I would run American Gladiators.
Sure.
God, I would do American Gladiators just to say I did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Cool. All right. Well, sir, let's throw an entertainment one in there. Name an actor you want to be, to use your words, shoved down our throats. Jeremy Renner style.
And his balls?
And his balls over everything. God,
Jeremy Renner's balls. Ugh. One that I'm okay with them forcing upon us?
Yeah.
The Hollywood machine telling me that I need to like this person?
Mm-hmm. Let's say, for me, the first thing I thought of was John Goodman. I'd be okay if we saw a lot more John Goodman.
Yeah. I don't feel like he's going to work, though, because he's not eye candy enough.
Sure, but it doesn't matter. You're picking it.
That's true. That's true. The first two things that come to my mind are Jim from The Office.
Okay.
Jim started showing up in a whole bunch of other things. Good for you, Jim. Good for you.
Yeah.
I like Jim. Like Chris Hemsworth. I'm not opposed to him showing up in more stuff. But I don't want either of them to be to the point where I'm like, ugh, no. No more Jim. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like both those dudes. I'd be fine with them showing up more than they do already. I'll stick with them.
Okay, cool. I think mine would be, I just love Paul F. Tompkins. He's my favorite stand-up. I'd like to see more stand-ups doing more stuff, but he's my favorite. Either him or John Goodman, I think. I'll stick with that one. That was a good one.
Well, Wes, I'm very glad that you said one of your top favorite game shows is Family Feud, because that brings me to my number four, which is ba-da-da, 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 ba-da-da. That's right, Wes. We're going to be playing a little Family Feud.
Oh, boy.
But it's not a family. It's just you, friend.
Oh, no.
So be prepared. So I have a list of a ton of Family Feud top fives.
Okay.
So there was one I wanted to do for you for sure that, of course, now I cannot find. So instead, why don't you just tell me 1 through 8 right now? That's what's on my screen.
Six.
Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. Wes, yep. This is how the game's going to work.
Okay.
Because for those playing along, you're going to have the chance to win as well. So, Wes, you get 3 strikes, and then at the end, you're going to get our listeners at home will get the chance for the steal, and then you'll get the last guess after
Phone
that.
Phone lines are open, so give us
Phone
a call
lines
at
are open.
555-5-ampersand.
So, here we go. Your first question, Wes.
Yes.
Top 5 answers on the board.
Okay.
Name something you don't want to see at the beach.
West. Oh, lions.
Wes, unfortunately, you still have control of the board.
Okay.
With 1 strike on you, 5 answers on the board. Name something you don't want to see at the beach.
Okay, here we go. Don't want to see at the beach. Garbage.
Show me garbage.
What?
Wrong, Wes. None guessed. 2 strikes on you right now. Again, name something you don't want to see at the beach.
Sharks!
Sharks! Ding, 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 ding! Number 2 answer, 22 said sharks. You have 4 left on the board, Wes. 1 strike.
Oh, my God. 1 strike?
1 strike left.
I know. 1 strike left. That's what I meant. See, I keep thinking of smart-ass answers. Don't want to see at the beach.
Yep.
I do not...
Just realized I can't read. Trash was on the list. Sorry.
Oh.
You've got 2 on the board. 1 strike. There we go.
Thank you. I thought that was a pretty normal answer.
Yeah. 7 people said that.
Thank you. Okay. So 3 more. 3 more. Here we go. Big money. Big money. Police or ambulances.
And
what?
2 strikes on you, Wes. You've got 2 on the board. 3 remaining. Go ahead and tell me your next answer. Oh, who's this walking down the line here going to meet the next family member? Oh, Wes, hello. Wes, why don't you go ahead and give us the next answer?
Don't want to see on the beach.
That's right.
Would glass, like broken glass, be there? Is that too close to trash?
I'm going to go ahead and say that is too close to trash, Wes.
Okay, can I still go?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Can I still go?
And remember, those out there listening, get ready for the steal. If he doesn't get this next one, you at home can know if you get the steal or not.
The only other thing I can think of besides like terrible aquatic animals is nudity.
I will count it. I will count it. The number one answer is the human body.
All right.
Wes, you have number 1, the human body. Number 2, sharks. Number 3, trash.
Oh, wait. So number 3 was 7 people.
Yeah.
Great.
So you have. You have another 7 and a 6. Those are the final 2, and you've got 1 strike left on you.
Jesus.
What do you think it is?
Crabs.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Now, for those listening out there, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to yell out to yourself your steal. Did you say, number 4, clink, dead animals? Or did you say, number 5, clink, bad weather. Oh!
Oh, bad weather.
Bad weather.
I guess that makes sense.
All right, Wes, we're going to do 1 more. We'll do 1 more on it.
I do want to say I did think of dead bodies, but I didn't think of dead animals.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Here we go. Wes and our contestants out at home, name something a child might spend their allowance on.
Candy.
Ba-ding! Number 1 answer,
yes.
Candy. Wes, you have control of the board. You have no strikes, and you have 4 remaining on the board.
Toys.
Number 3, toys. That leaves us with number 2, number 4, number 5. No strikes on you.
Gum.
Gum is number 4. Wes is cruising on name something a child might spend their allowance on. You've got 2 left.
Can I ask?
No.
What year was this out? Was this early 90s-ish?
It's current.
Current. Because I was going to say... cards, like baseball cards.
Wrong.
It was early 90s. It would have been.
It's
it would
okay.
Not have been.
I said it was now. So
oh, well,
you're a fool.
Okay, you're absolutely right.
So you
right.
have 2 remaining and 2 strikes left.
Okay. Number 2 and number
Two and five. Two name and something five. A child might spend their allowance on.
Soda. Pop.
And
what?
Incorrect.
What?
Started out hot.
That's right. A lot of kids nowadays are drinking coffee.
Yep. Red Bulls all day.
Red Bulls.
You got two left. One strike left.
Spend their allowance on. Toys, candy, gum. What else do kids like?
I know two.
Do you?
Sure do.
Video games.
Woo!
Yeah!
Number two. Ding, 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 ding.
I didn't know that was too close to toys.
No, sir. No, sir. Okay. You've got one strike. You've got one left to sweep the board.
Okay, here we go. I'm so... Steve, I'm a little nervous.
Let's take a break and head over to our commercial break real quick. Sack 'em, bopper, sack 'em, bopper, sack 'em once, bop 'em twice. And we're back.
Okay, great. Shit.
Wesley, number five.
Yes.
For the clean sweep of the board. Either you get it or our listeners out there will have a chance for the steal. You have 60, 15, 9, 4. You have all points available except for these three. 3 points. Three people we polled said this answer is the number five. Wes, what is it?
I'm going to say, you know, children, they can be boys or girls. So I'm going to say close.
I mean, Wes, with the strict analysis of gender roles in the United States, gets it.
Oh, no.
And again, you've got 5 seconds if you're at home to scream out your final answer for the steal. A one, a two, a three, a four. And what was it? Click-clink. Comic books.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right. Comic books. So I'm sure someone out there got the steal. So congratulations on beating Wes in this edition of Family Feud.
Didn't think of comic books.
Yeah, and that's because you're an idiot.
That's right. That's that big old dumbhead, this guy.
Not bad. Not bad, Wes. Good showing out there.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
showing.
You. I missed one both times, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. I didn't embarrass myself.
Not bad. Not
God
bad.
Damn. All right. So, Steve, to you. Is this our last question?
Yes.
Holy shit, this podcast flew by.
Oh, my.
Now, here we go, Steve. It's a deep question. I'm glad we saved it for last.
Ooh.
What of Holly do you want your kid to have?
Boobs.
Do you want your daughter to have Holly's
Sorry,
boobs?
Sorry, whenever I think of Holly's most desirable traits, the answer is very clear. No, of course, Holly being my wife and soon to be mother of my child. The thing I would want my child to take from Holly is, probably the selflessness.
Okay.
Yeah, she's...
She has no sense of self.
Zero sense. She does not understand that when she feeds me, it does not actually feed her.
That's right.
She starves often. It's bad. It is bad. I would say her selflessness. Very compassionate person that puts others' needs above her own. Almost all of the time,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes to her own detriment, mm-hmm. but I hope that there is a well-tempered selflessness and compassion mm-hmm. to my child, as well as some big old boobs on my little baby boy. Wait, no, I don't want that.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
What about her literacy, her love to read?
Yeah, what about it?
I don't know.
That's good?
Yeah, it's...
That's fine. I'd rather have a very compassionate child who... likes to read, as opposed to a kid who fucking loves reading and is kind of a dick about it.
See, I was thinking, when you see, like, terrible children, you don't often, you see them acting out or whatever, they don't often like to read. That's what I was thinking.
What science is that based on? And what kind of study have you performed? You're like, excuse me, I noticed you have a terrible child. What was the last book they read? Oh, Mein Kampf, I see. Oh, they don't read. Ah, that must be why they are crabby because they haven't eaten today.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Steve, I have been performing this study for the past several hours.
My God, you haven't even seen a child in 7 hours.
I went to Target. There was a couple kids acting up. Like, do they read? They say, no, they're babies. And I was like, there we go.
There. The conclusion is concrete. Yeah, Wes, I mean, really nice work there,
yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to stick with my answer. I love that's the thing. You're like, oh, I hope your kid likes books. Huh? Well, yeah, that'd be good.
Well, when I think about Holly, obviously selflessness. She's very smart, very funny. But, like, she and I always kind of nerd out and bond over books.
Great.
That's what I thought of.
Great.
Great. It is great.
It is great. Yeah, but you don't want her to be a bitch about it, do you?
And then you, who doesn't read a lot,
no,
is a complete asshole.
Yeah, I'm a total dick.
And she, who reads a lot, is selfless.
Ah, she's kind of a dick. No, I'm kidding.
So really, again, my hypothesis, concrete.
The conclusions are steadfast.
That's right.
All right, here you go. Tough hitting question coming
tough
at
love.
You.
Tough love coming tough at love you. Steve.
Coming at you.
Can't wait.
Well, classic scenario. You've been stuck on a desert island,
oh,
and you've got a kick-ass TV, and you've been sent with 5 video game systems.
Video game systems?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here is the twist. You are only allotted 1 game for each system. What systems do you take, and what games come with them?
This is interesting because I don't replay games a lot.
Yeah.
So
there you go, friend.
Let's go.
Budskis.
Let's go PlayStation 4. I'm going to go Fallout 4.
Oof.
Let's go PlayStation 3. I'm going to go Fallout 3.
Oh, dude, no.
What?
Keep going.
Let's go. Why I picked those two was because we talked about how I can never play those games because...
You don't have the time.
I don't have the time, and they would eat up my life. On a desert island, I'd have plenty of time.
It's true. You have a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go a computer system, a PC.
All right.
And let's go The Sims, latest Sims game.
Oh, God, so you can, like... simulate, like, a relationship with other people?
Yeah.
Yuck.
When you're alone on a desert island.
Yuck.
What else are you going to do?
Yuck.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, Steve. Yuck.
Oh, that's right.
Yuck. I am going to go Nintendo 64. GoldenEye.
Thought about that, too. No multiplayer, though.
That's fine.
Unless you're playing with, I don't know, koala bears or something.
I could teach a koala to play the game. And let's go with PlayStation 2. Oh, man, there's so many games. So many games. Grand Theft Auto 3.
Going 3? Okay.
Well, no, hold on. Sorry, I forgot. Was Vice City...
yep.
On PS2, let's go that.
That's what I would. That's my PS2 pick as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, to recap, you went PS2, 3, 4, and you went Vice City, Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Nintendo 64, GoldenEye, and a PC. Went with The Sims.
Sims 3 or 4, whatever.
Whatever
the last one's out.
Sure, sure. Okay. All right, not bad picks. Not bad picks, but you've got a real lot of hopelessness in the post-apocalyptic world in Fallout to deal with, but hey.
That's why I have The Sims 3.
There you go. There you go. All right. Good picks, Wes. Good picks.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Very nice.
Don't forget, yuck.
And let's not forget the appetizer, which is just a small meal of yuck.
Now, which ones did you pick?
I would probably do I would do Vice City for PS2 as well. I've never played it. But I know it's enormous and supposed to be really good. I'm going to take a flyer on the PC. PC, I'm going to take Civ. I'm going to take Civ on the PC. On a PS4, I'm going to take The Witcher. That's the one that I don't know. I've never played, but I know it's supposed to be great. And part of the reason I don't play is because it is so big.
Interesting.
And then I would probably go to a PS1, and I would take a Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
And then I would take... PS3, I would take NCAA Football 2014.
Okay.
That'd be it.
I want to change my PlayStation 3 to Skyrim.
I'm sorry. Too bad. Fuck you.
What?
What? The bags are packed, Wes. You're on the way to the desert island.
No!
Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, no.
With a big old side bag of yuck.
Oh, no. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If we want to hear your answers to these questions, and we also want to hear if you got the answers right to the Family Feud questions as well.
Yes, absolutely. We want to know who got the steal on Wes.
That's right.
What I want to know.
And be honest here. Be honest.
And I may just throw some more Family Feuds at you coming up randomly at future podcasts.
That was kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Holly and I had brunch today. I was like, I kind of want to throw these out at Wes. Let me throw one at you, see how it works. And she's like, ooh, yes.
Did she get all five?
No.
Oh.
It's tough to get all five. That last one is tough.
Like, with three people? They might have been three idiots.
You know what? They probably are.
Well, name one thing that children spend their allowance on. I don't know. Insurance.
Maybe they're not idiots. They're just super, super, like, Republican slash, like, right. Like, no, you got to get a good investment base there before you do anything. That's what my kids do. That's right. Brush their teeth six times a day, nothing but broccoli, vegan lotion on their feet, and a nice fiscal plan. Jesus Christ, your kids are the worst. They're the worst.
But you can leave a comment here at oneofus.net. You can leave. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com.
As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Like Wes said, want to hear what you guys have to say about things we want to do in the future, things that we've done in the past. Please check out the previous podcast. And I really seriously want to know who got the steal on Wes. Mm-hmm. I want to know the family name so we can do a big celebration and get to the points. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. But as always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was 5. And we're out!